You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 30th, 2023, and is titled All for the Gospel. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
That's terrible, ain't it, Murph? Why would a man's buddy call him out in front of his wife, everything, on TV? Man, that's just bad. We should all go home. I'm a bad guy, and I'm up here at the front. We should just go home. Hey, man, it's good to be here tonight. I got a couple little things. We're going to get in the Word, and we're going to start in the book of Philippians. You know, I've kind of been just cherry-picking a couple subjects here lately because we've had some things that usually it's things that God is dealing with me on. So while I'm camped out there trying to fix me the best we can, it's probably just a good idea to go in and preach. There's a 80-20 chance. I mean, 80% chance none of y'all need it, but 20% of you may need what I'm getting. So we'll just hand it to you anyhow and see how it goes. Now I'm ready to get in the Bible because what I love to do and what I think is the most necessary that we've done around here now for over 20 years is we do chapter and verse. Take off reading through the Bible, allow the Holy Spirit to draw out whatever needs to be drawn out and reveal things to us. And what you find, it doesn't matter where you land in that book, you'll find that the Word is truly alive and active. You'll find that it's applicable to not only your daily situations, but the age that we live in, the situations that we're in. That Word ministers to every bit of that. And I don't care where you just drop your Bible and throw it open. And Old Testament, New Testament, it's relevant to today. So going down through the Bible and reading it chapter and verse, the other thing I like about that is I don't get to leave anything out. How many of y'all have ever read a scripture that didn't taste good? Yeah, like I'd like to just skip that one. I remember in one of my early Bibles, there was several of those spots in the Bible, and so I just fold the page over. Well, you know, if you fold the page over, your Bible turns to that every time you open the book. Yeah, but we're not going to avoid anything. So over the years, we've covered every subject there is. Some of it's hard to listen to. The Bible's not an easy listen all the time. As a human, that Bible was written by God. So as humans, we've got to learn to deal with the Bible as the Bible deals with us. And so chapter and verse is one of my favorite ways to do it. I love getting in here and cracking that thing open, and we just read till we get done reading, and we'll talk about things. And I don't know about you, but I've never, for 27 years, I've opened that Bible every day, and there has never been a day that it didn't say something to me that I needed to hear or was necessary for what God was calling us to do. And so as we get ready tonight, I want to, before we get started in the Word, I want to give y'all a little heads up, because the Lord is really stirred me up again. I've been getting to take a little break. We've been kind of easing around through the Bible, and I've been learning how to be nice again and all kinds of stuff, you know. And I've had, what you say, Robin? It didn't last long. And over the past weeks, the Lord has really dealt with me. Those of you that have been in our Bible studies and watch my daily stuff, he's really been working on me on getting my heart soft. I talked to another pastor that really ministered to me Sunday morning at a deal we was at, and talking about your heart getting hard. It's very easy to do. If you're the guy at the front or his wife, anybody kind of in leadership, it's even easier. Because you pour your guts out, You get to watch how it goes. You can feel like you've given yourself wholeheartedly to everything God called you to do. And at the end of the day, you look around and you just don't see much for results. It's hard for me to find enough mercy for stupid. I have a hard time with that. I don't have a hard time with ignorance. Being ignorant is one thing. Being stupid is staying ignorant, doing the same stupid stuff over again, you know, just elevating your ignorance to stupidity. And I have to work on that because in a minute I can get a little hard-hearted about some things. This thing we got going on in our country, and you guys know, I'm not going to deviate from my patriotism. And I'm going to challenge everybody who has a microphone and a voice, from the Pope on down. I'm going to challenge you. If I can do it face to face, I'm going to wear you out. That if you have a voice and you have a platform and you don't participate in the heritage and the patriotism and the things that our country represents as one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, if you don't believe in the cause of freedom and you're just going to stand by while you believe some false theology about the love boat swinging by and picking you up and you don't have to participate here anymore, I'm fixing to challenge you on it because I still believe in the cause. Well, we you know, those of you who've been around here, my patriotism has freed up a lot of seats. Because, you know, you're not supposed to engage in anything political or any societal issues or anything. If you're a man of the cloth or you're preaching, you're not supposed to. You know what? The only reason you wouldn't do that, either you're too dumb to do it or you're a coward. That's it. And somebody has tricked you into believing that you don't have to participate, and that's just not true. I look around this room tonight. This room is, I want you to pause and look around. This room has a lot of young people in it. We get new young couples coming in. There's more just coming in. Young people are coming in here. I don't serve pizza. I don't fix the lights. We don't have a certain kind of music around here. But yet young people are coming in here. We have a youth group. It's called Mom, Dad, and Chores. That's my favorite youth group. So, when you look across this room from where I'm at, where we dwell, this God-given place where we dwell was established so that the next batch can live their dreams, their hopes, their desires, with the freedom to do it in partnership with the God of all creation through the blood of Jesus Christ and do this and raise their children and do this. And the enemy comes first to steal, then to kill, and then to destroy. He has stole our kitchen tables. Fatherlessness and the broken family is the pandemic. There is no inoculation for that. Just truth. Come back to the truth, the unified family, going forward, doing things in covenant with God. Those are all real simple things that we've lost in this country. So when I talk as a patriot, I believe in my country and I'll fight for it to the death because I believe in the hope of the young people. I believe this Bible calls us to tend to the garden. I believe this Bible gives God's people the responsibility of holding the plumb line of right and wrong and righteousness and unrighteousness, that we as a nation who has always been the city on a hill, the lamps on a stand, we've always been the hands and feet of aid to those who have suffered under injustice or so the least of these. We've always been that group. We're the one nation on the whole planet that all other nations still call a Christian nation. Murph, you guys have been up there to David's tent in our nation's capital a couple of times and spent good time up there. There's still a call to holiness in this nation. Is that not right? Is there not a hope for our nation? Yet as Christians, we've been trained in our ineptness. In our ineptness, you know what inept means? It means to have or show no ability. We as Christians, when it comes to the cause of freedom in our country and the promotion of the gospel, we really look pretty inept. How did that happen? How did we get like this? I'll tell you how. Because over centuries and over generations now, two or three, they told you you could get in a pile and pray and God would fix it. We're going to pile up in a pile. We'll call on Jesus. He'll fix it and we'll go about our merry little way. We're to a place now where Americans are finally to the point, and I've been there for a long time, God, what do I do? So we've done coffee with the colonel. We've done county by county, about everywhere we've been. And then this last year, I told everybody I wasn't speaking anywhere. So I've turned down pretty near to everything that I was asked to talk to because I didn't feel like I had anything to say. Well, I got something to say now. And the Lord's really been working on me. I told Robin, I said, I know why God's been really softening my heart, getting me ready, because we're going to war. Yeah. If you go to war the way Steve likes to go to war, everybody gets killed. Steve wins and he doesn't care. That's how I like to do war. But to go to war where everybody gets saved, where righteousness prevails. Isn't that in about Psalms 2 about the righteousness of a nation? So, the other day, and this may sound crazy to some of you, and some of you may not like the sound of this. Please don't leave. Just stick around until you get your head in the right place. We were listening to something. Newt Gingrich, he was Speaker of the House a long time ago and a pretty good dude. Kind of putzed up the farm bill back then. A lot of people didn't like him for that, but overall, pretty good guy. Has stayed engaged since that time. Very wise, conservative guy. And we're listening to him the other day talking about the affairs of our nation. We had a political debate the other day where the stage was full of Republican candidates. They're all running for president. Let me tell you, today in America, running for president ain't that big a deal. That office can actually be occupied by a brain-dead mannequin. It's the truth. And so, it's got to be something bigger than that. And when Newt Gingrich said what he said, it stuck in me, and I knew that God wanted me to hear it. And just like everything else that we've done and stirred the water up, I can't outrun it. So yesterday, I just come out of the closet on a podcast, and the minute I get in the pickup, phone rings, and I was on a radio show this morning. And so I'm completely out of the closet, so I thought I'd just go ahead and spill a little of it on y'all tonight so you can decide what church you want to go to next week. Get that out of the way. But Newt Gingrich said this is not about a presidential election. This is a movement. I don't know which one of those politicians occupies the presidency, the executive branch of our government, with the highest level of intelligence and eloquence. I know DJT has a hard time getting it right sometimes, and his hair is kind of crazy, and he's a little bit orange. But I do know this for a fact, and I will not back up from it. He's the only guy. He is the only guy, period, that has been groomed for 70 years to lead a movement. It's a movement. It's a movement back to freedom. It's a movement back to originality in our Constitution. It's a movement back to the family. It's a movement back to godliness. It's a movement to righteousness. It's a movement that established a firm foundation for the future of these young people here today. It's a movement that not only celebrates our flag, but honors it. and what it stands for. It's a movement to coming back to one nation under God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And from day one, back in 2016, when I had a vision in my office, and some of you have listened to all this stuff, and God gave me a vision about the heartland of America, and I knew that the heartland of America was going to be the deal. We are the main artery in this. We're the ones who hold out hope. We're the sleeping giant. Let me tell you about all these wingdings running around in their fairy tale life. Because look, a man dressed up like a girl, that's a fairy tale. That ain't even true. And so all this nonsense that we got going on, that's fairy tale land, man. That's not reality. But when you finally wake up the sleeping giant out here, that lives in reality every day. The people that know there's 2 4-30s, the people who know about working for a living, the people who gather up and tend to their community, the people that know that you put a seed in the ground, pour some water on it, something's going to come up. We're the people that know you got to put a cow with a bull to get a calf. I mean, we're the ones that know all these things. And when you finally wake us up and you tick us off, all you fairy tale people that drive around that can only get a half a journey done because you're driving an electric car and there ain't no place to get juice. All you people, you might ought to brace up because you're fixing to have your hands full. And it's game on. We're the nicest people on the planet. But we don't back up. We don't pick a fight, but we don't run from one. That's biblical. This thing about being a Jesus doormat or a Sunday morning bobblehead, that's a load of crud. That is the babble of cowards. That is the babble of cowards. This sword right here will take a man to war. And we're part of a movement, and I'm out of the closet, so y'all better brace up. You know how it goes once I get started. It's nuts. She's almost ready. We're getting ready. I got something to say. We're going to use this Bible to do it. We're not going to back up, and I'm going to challenge every living soul on the planet. If you got a microphone, a platform, a voice, and you believe in the sovereignty of this nation, and you believe in the future of your family, you better speak up. And I'm going to hound you till you do. And we're going to breathe life into this movement. And we're not going to cow down. We already practiced, people listening to me. March of 2020. March of 2020. Y'all remember, I didn't know I was going to go here, but I'm going to stay here for a minute. March of 2020, remember? I grabbed my stick and we waved it like Moses and we held it up and prayed. Do you know how many funerals we did in this congregation from March 2020 until now? None. We did some here for some other groups because they didn't have any place to go. None. You know why? I ain't afraid of the Chinese flu. And this, guess what? I'm not going to lick my lips and let Lucifer try to fix my deal either. I told him right on the radio this morning, you people ain't got enough monkeys in your zoo to hold me down and get that crap in me. I ain't doing it. I'm washed in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to hold my, stick and I'm going to walk by faith. And I'm going to command the things of Satan to get out of my life and get under my feet and get thee behind me. And I'm going to pray over my people and my congregation. We studied yesterday morning about shepherding the flock. It's not about wiping your snotty nose, holding your hand, and putting up your stupidity every day. No, it's about exhorting the word of God and giving you warning that if you don't straighten up, this is how it's going to go. If you don't stand by faith, this is how it's going to go. You don't get in the word of God, this is how it's going to go. Well, if you won't get in the movement, this is how it's going to go. Your young people don't stand a chance. The institutions made by man are going to make them dumber than a pile of rocks. And they're going to tell them everything that ain't true. They'll get them where they drink the Kool-Aid and believe the fairy tale. And if you're not careful, your institution of religion is going to do the same thing. You're going to feed them a pizza one night, and they're going to tell them, pray this prayer and blow the snot, and they're all going to raise their hand and pretend to get saved. They'll live like hell till they die, and then one day they'll wake up and wish that mom and dad had done it different. That's the truth. So, just for the record, my heart's soft and I'm really nice, but I am back in the game. Because you know what I know? If we don't do it this time, there's not going to be another time. You were created for such a time as this. This is the last time. I'm telling you, it's not about who gets president. It's about a movement of the people. We're inspired. We're empowered. We're self-funded. When I look back on 54 founding fathers that pledged their lives, their estate, and their sacred honor and signed it on the last line of our Declaration of Independence 245 years ago, I realized it was a movement that brought forth a free nation, this great United States of America, Christian nation, one nation under God. So in honor of my forefathers, I'm doing this till the death. And I know there's a pile of you guys right there with me. And whatever God calls us to do, we're going to do. And whatever God calls us to say, we're going to say. And we'll do it all to the glory of the Almighty. So that's not even preaching. That's just my pregame warm-up. So just let y'all know, a little fired up today. So let's pray right quick, and we'll get in the Word a little bit. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for that Word. I want to thank you for the inspiration. I want to thank you for the nudge. I want to thank you, Jesus, that you brought forth a leader to help us in this movement to reclaim what you originally gave to us. So, Lord, help us to do our part. And tonight, Lord, by the power of your Holy Spirit, teaching of your Holy Spirit, you, Lord, in your Holy Spirit, teach us the Word tonight as we go down through your Word, Lord, just draw out things, show us things, help us to leave here better than we came in. So, Lord, we give you praise and glory today, Lord, and thank you most of all, Jesus, for hope in this life. Hope in this life. So thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the Philippians. We'll talk about the Church of Philippi, see what they got going on. You know, the Philippian church, I started off and I was just praying about all this the last few days. I told God, and I don't know if y'all do this or not, I think a lot of people wait on God to tell them. Well, I'm a little bossier than that sometimes, and I told God here a few days ago, I said, hey, Lord, I am ready, because I've been kind of banging around on subjects and this and that and the other, and I said, I'm ready to get in the Word, Lord. I'm ready to take a book. I'm ready. Let's get some solid in the Word here. And I said, just show me which book, and this is what I want to do. I encourage you to try that. With your hopes, your dreams, your desires, what you believe God might be calling you to, just put them up to God. Say, hey, God, this is what I want to do. He'll let you know if you're thinking to make a dumb move. Now, if you're totally human, you'll go ahead and do it anyhow. But if you've been practicing being led by the Holy Spirit, you'll pull up for a minute. And so I was going to do Ephesians. I like Ephesians. Ephesians got a lot of good stuff in it, man. Apostles and preachers and teachers and all kinds of giftings of the Holy Spirit and the five offices of God elevated to the highest place of supremacy. Man, you can preach a fired up thing for the church of Ephesus. So I said, I'm going to do Ephesians, Lord. I like that one. He said, no, do Philippians. I thought, Philippians is a little bit boring. I found a couple places in here tonight I can get fired up. But Church of Philippi was a faithful church. Church of Philippi desired to follow Paul's example. And after I got studying in here again for the 900th time, I realized it wasn't about me finding something to teach. It was realizing the people that God is teaching it to. You're not the church of Corinth. You don't need whipped over the head with your Bible.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. Or on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.